G'day, this is Brian Midway, and it is great to have your company on Primary Purpose. Today I'm going to talk to you about one of the seven weapons of warfare that Paul talks about in Ephesians 6. And I'm interested in these weapons because basically I want to win battles. I've fought in a lot of battles over the time, and sometimes I've fought the right battles with the wrong weapons. Sometimes I've fought the wrong battles with the right weapons, and sometimes I've fought the wrong battles with the wrong weapons. So I'm just interested in the fact that when Jesus came and demonstrated how we are to live as sons and daughters of a heavenly Father, he was also employing those or deploying those weapons, the seven weapons talked about, the weapon of truth, righteousness, the weapon of the gospel, the weapon of faith, the weapon of salvation, the weapon of the word of God, and the weapon of prayer. So, all those things have different meanings for us. But one of the very foundational things that I've discovered out of spending some time thinking about this and reading through the scriptures, and especially looking at the modeling of Jesus, I see that the weapon of salvation is a really interesting and important weapon to understand. Because, you know, we understand the helmet of salvation, and people make a lot of things about the helmet, covering the head and all that kind of thing. But really, it's a metaphor. So it's not exactly, you know, the metaphor is more important than the actual reality. The thing is, if salvation is a weapon, how is that weapon deployed? What does it actually mean? Like a weapon, if you go to a weapons, ammunitions, storage place, then all the weapons are there. You take the weapons and you deploy them in the way they were designed to be deployed. And so when we take the weapon of salvation, we have to understand what kind of weapon is that. And I want to suggest to you that the weapon of salvation, unlike most of the other weapons, the weapon of salvation is something that you need to become. Something that you need to become, which is very different from something that you need to do. Like the weapon of faith is something you need to do, like doing something that demonstrates your trust in some promise of God. And so the weapon of salvation is not actually something that you do in the same sense. You still need to do things, but the weapon of salvation has to do with your identity, your significance, and your sense of purpose. Now just think about that. Your identity, your sense of significance, and the purpose for which you are living and breathing. Now, those are things that don't just turn up on one day and then simply, you know, they're simply there forever. They're always being challenged, as they were in the ministry of Jesus. I want to show you over the next few days about how this weapon of identity, of significance, of purpose needs to be deployed so that you and I can win more battles.